Hey, what's up?
It's Overslept with Chris Laker. Every day I wake up and record a podcast, and it's not good, so don't listen to it. Go away. There. And by the looks of the numbers, a lot of people have been taking that advice. The go away, don't listen. Maybe I shouldn't say that. I feel like if you downloaded a podcast and then someone said, don't listen to this, and so you didn't, then maybe you weren't meant to listen to it. But people aren't listening to this show. Well, there's some. There's a few. There's you. I'm glad you're here. Oh, it's not so bad. I don't know. No big deal. It's gotta grow organically. This is episode 80. Ah, shit. I never remember. Well, I had to like check on that. I never remember what the number is. 80. Well. Because, you know, can't go celebrating every 10 when you do it every day. You know, it could be, oh, it's 70, oh, it's 80. It's 80, big fucking deal. 100, I'll have a special guest on for 100. I'm very tired. It's 11:05 a.m. I don't know why I'm so tired. I went to sleep around 2. It was after 2, but before 2:30. So that would mean I slept a lot. I fucking love to sleep. I saw Louis C.K. talk about how he loved to nap, so I don't want to get into that. On the Tonight Show. So I don't know if I can talk about sleeping as well. You know, now that Louis's doing it. But I love Louis. He's very funny. That appearance at Tonight Show is very funny. I'm not trying to be like shitty. But I just get self-conscious after I see him to do something, but I also like sleep. It's my favorite thing. But I guess it's possible that there's two people that enjoy it. Let's just go to the news. Apple News. All the news that the Apple thinks you should have. Oh, Trump, you're always mad about something. How a mom's Fitbit led police to charge husband with her murder. You gotta watch that Fitbit if you're gonna kill somebody. Your shit's being tracked. That's from People magazine. I thought People was supposed to be like celebrities. But I guess it's also true crime. Police in Connecticut say they have solved the 2015 killing of a mother of two and charged her husband, thanks to the evidence collected from her Fitbit.
It's the husband. He always killed the person. The husband always killed the wife. 100%. There has been a ton of evidence to that. Let's go to trending stories. Fox News. That's the number one. Fox News. I still think it's the number one position on Apple trending stories. Well, I don't know if it's catered to me because I don't enjoy Fox News, but okay, trending story number one. ESPN to lay off about 100 employees today, including on-air talent. Well, that's bad, I guess, if you work at ESPN. I never watch ESPN. I don't know. I understand as a man, I'm supposed to watch it. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Friend's a strong word, right? This isn't somebody I hang out with, but it's somebody if I see who I see occasionally, always happy to see and talk to. Reese Waters. He's like a guy there. He's on the air there. So I hope he's still got his job. I'm happy. Yeah, I don't have a dislike. I'm not like CNN is, ESPN is shit. Just don't get it. But I understand how you have a place and all of a sudden you don't need 100 people. That sounds like it's fucked up. Did they have 100 extra people? Or are they just going to tell a bunch of people like, yeah, you just got to do more shit. We're not going to pay you more. That's probably what's going to happen. That's a bummer. Well, best of luck. Hope you don't work at ESPN. Number two, CNN. We the People call 100 days in Trump's America. Okay. Well, I'm sure that's an interesting... Let's see if they have like a little headline. Where they say where the words would be okay. Emotions run high across America as voters reflect upon President Donald Trump's first 100 days. Well, let's face it, emotions have been running high since at least Election Day. And rightly so, as is the future of the country and everyone in it. But that's, I don't know, whatever. He's a douche. He's a dill hole. That's my opinion. Number three, HuffPost. Stephen King has a gentle message for Trump. Okay, more Trump. I know Stephen King doesn't like him. I know that because some dude that I know who is a pro-Trump person, like, quote, tweeted an anti-Trump Stephen King tweet and was like, this is the dumbest thing you ever wrote. And this guy is one of the worst comedians I know. Just, like, in terms of, like, politics aside, I didn't even know he was... He went into politics because he wasn't funny. And a friend of mine, like, nice guy, but then you watch him tell... You can have people that are nice that you like, and then you see them do their job, and you're like, man, this guy stinks. And then he's like, oh, I can talk about politics because the bar for funny is a lot lower. But he was like, this is bad. Stephen King, you're dumb. And, you know, how can you compare yourself to Stephen King? He's written like a fucking 1,000 books. Anyway, but he doesn't like Trump. Number four, New York Times opinion. Why is that number four in trending stories? This is fucking trending stories. Apple News, I don't know. Opinion, it could be worse. Of course it could be worse. It always could be worse. Unless right now you listen to this podcast and you're in some kind of torture basement. And like your torturer is playing this podcast and you don't really care for it. Which I apologize if this is part of like your experience. Like if you're like just a dank, gross basement and you're chained by your hands and you're being just every day, like you just were, your car broke down, this guy said he was going to help, And now you're in his basement for the past 2 months, barely just having enough food or water to live, and just being cut with razors and whipped with electrical cords. Let's not get too graphic. Probably some sexual things are happening to you as well. And for some reason, this torturer is also a huge fan of this podcast and listens to it every day. For the past 80 days, you've been in this. You've heard the first every day. Even the other day when I posted the wrong episode, it was just 2 days in a row. You had to listen to the same episode 2 days in a row. Luckily, it's not that long of a podcast, but this has been your experience. And I would say maybe it could be worse, but I'm not going to tell you that. It sounds like that's the worst. And I'm sorry that, if that is happening to anybody out there, when you are free, please let me know and I'll give you a shout out on the pod. Because I'm against all those things. But there's nothing I can, if you're listening to this right now, there's nothing I can do. I don't know where you are. I mean, you're freaking out right now because you're like, holy shit. And you're probably, the guy torturing you is also like, holy shit, how the fuck does he know this? This is amazing. He knows what's going on. The two of you probably are having a moment where you're about to both laugh. So, although I understand my voice is attached to a traumatic experience in your life, and you probably won't be able to enjoy my comedy, really, you can, you have that. I made you laugh. Achoo! Sorry for the sneeze. I don't know why I would apologize for that. It was not my fault. But probably that's not happening to anybody. Let me go to Reddit News. I'm going to be done with Apple News. I think Apple News stinks. It doesn't stink, but it stinks for podcast purposes. I talked about that before. Okay. Oh, man, I don't want to talk about this rabbit. It's terrible. What's up with United Airlines killed the biggest rabbit in the world? And I'm not going to read about it because it just bums me out. Fox News has a racial discrimination lawsuit. Well, we'll see what happens there. I'm not going to... Well, let's read about it. What do they do over there? Of course, it's being reported by CNN. Now, this is a long article, but it sounds pretty bad. It sounds like Fox News is not a great workplace. I know people work there, and all I know is they told me Sean Hannity is a dick. But the guys I knew there were white men, so they weren't like going to get harassed or made to arm wrestle. That's like something I saw that they were saying they were making black employees arm, I guess black men arm wrestle each other for the entertainment. It's like just a seminar. I don't know if it happened, but these dudes, the guys I know over there, didn't. I guess if they saw that, they weren't going to tell me, because why would you tell me? I obviously, but they like, oh, it's okay. Sean Hannity's a dick, and people try to say he's a nice guy, but he's not. He's a dick. Okay. Wild boars overrun Islamic State position, kill three. Wow. Is ISIS being killed by wild boars? Three Islamic State militants setting up an ambush were buried in northern Iraq, were killed by a herd of stampeding boars. Well, Thank you, Boers. Killing ISIS. See, you think that they're not that good. You hear about a wild boar. I mean, you hear about a wild boar. Who's happy about a wild boar? I mean, it's even a terrible name. You know, wild. You're like, oh, God, this is a crazy, crazy animal. And a boar, which is like, who likes, some boring wild animal? But then they look like just zombie pigs, big, huge, hulking pigs. Terrible. But they here they are fighting ISIS. So thank you to the Boers. I don't know. Enough of this. I'm not. There's the Pope gave a TED talk. So it looks like he did it from his office. He didn't do it in one of those big TED Talk things. But he gave a TED Talk. Urges a revolution of tenderness in a world of waste. Should be pointed out that he lives in a very big house and wears a lot of robes, robes I can dig. But, the world of waste. I live in a studio apartment, Pope Francis. So before you go world of waste, maybe you let a few more people live in your house. Maybe we need that young Pope from the HBO. Get young Pope in there. I didn't make it past episode 2. I don't know what the fuck he did. All right, this is really... We've got 17 minutes. Let's get the fuck out of here, right? I mean, there might be somebody being tortured right now listening to this. Which is really, it weighs heavy on my mind. I would implore the person torturing this person to let the... If you are such a huge fan of mine, let them go. Just let them go. I mean, at least stop torturing them. Here's the thing. If you let them go, you're probably going to go to jail. And you, at least, are a fan of mine. This torture person is not... I guess you should kill them. And, then do whatever you want with the body. But, I mean, torturing every day, that's... please don't stop that. It's terrible. Put them out of their misery. And then you have a body. You could fuck it. You could eat it. You could do whatever you want with it. So that's an upside. But I'm not comfortable with this torturing. And, I don't know. I'll talk to you all tomorrow. I'll tell you to review and all this stuff, but it doesn't help. I say it every day, almost, and nobody does it. Except for the people that have done it. Pietro, who's the big hero, because he also reviewed my album. And then, of course, all the people that rated the podcast thus far. But that's 7 of you. So I could use a few more of those as well. But you're not going to do it, so this is not me telling you to do it. It's me talking about... I guess I can't really separate the two. I've told you to do it. I've asked you. It's asking. But I will talk to you tomorrow. And all right. We love you.